Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA report for this week. Today I'm going to give you three important reminders that I would like for everybody to be aware of. Managed haying and grazing on CRP. The CRP participants interested in harvesting a cutting of hay or grazing their acres from their CRP may begin doing so on August 2nd on eligible practices. Those CRP practices eligible for haying or grazing include the traditional Rome Orchard Timothy cool season grasses called a CP1 or the native grasses with blue stems and switchgrass, etc. CP4B, 4D, CP10, and the 38E, which is the pheasant recovery. These acreages become eligible 12 months after the cover is fully established, so new contracts will most likely not be eligible to be hayed or grazed in 2016. That just started within the last 12 months. But any contract older, 1 year or older, will most likely be eligible for managed haying or grazing. At any time, no harvesting is allowed within 120 feet of the streams or permanent water bodies, such as ponds, and trees and shrubs must be protected from harvesting or grazing at all times. Grazing of CRP acres may occur from April 1 through May 14th and August 2nd through September 30th. The haying may begin August 2nd. Only one cutting is allowed, and all bales must be removed as soon as possible, but no later than September 30th. Remember that a request for haying or grazing shall be filed at the FSA office prior to the eligible acres being utilized. A 25% payment reduction of the annual rental payment will apply to both provisions, which would be either haying or grazing. The phone number here in Audubon, if you have questions, is 712-563-4261, extension 2. Another reminder is the county committee nomination period continues through August 1st, which is next Monday. The nomination forms must be postmarked and or received in the county office by the close of business on that date. Producers in Local Administrative Area 2 here in Audubon County, Douglas, Leroy, Sharon, and Hamlin Townships have until the close of business Monday, August 1st, to nominate themselves or anyone else that they feel would be a good candidate for the Audubon County FSA Committee. Currently, LAA 2 is being served by Greg Jensen from Hamlin Township. The nomination form, FSA 669A, must be completed, and this may be obtained by calling or visiting the Audubon County office here or going online at www.fsa.usda.gov. The third reminder today is if anyone has changed banks recently or they have not notified FSA about these changes, need to be sure to contact us as soon as possible so that we can update our records. Payments for CRP and the ARC PLC will be going out beginning the first part of October, and if those bank accounts on record at FSA are incorrect, these payments could be severely delayed. Payments are electronically transferred into your bank accounts, and if we are not aware of those changes made to that account and the routing numbers, there could be problems on down the road. So please keep us informed. Also, please keep FSA informed of any farming interest changes. This could include, but not limited to, a change in your producer status, such as maybe you formed a trust or a corporation, an LLC, or maybe there's been an estate created, etc., and now the farm operation is being carried out under a different pretense. So, as operators on your farm, if you've purchased any land or made any of these changes, etc., you need to keep FSA informed timely. Any of these changes made since you've signed up for the ARC PLC program must be updated by September 30th to be eligible to receive the payments, if there are any, for the 2016 crop year. In closing today, I would remind you that for any information on USDA's programs, as I talked about here, or any of our other programs, you can always contact your local FSA office. Again, the number here in Audubon, 712-563-4261, extension 2, or in Cass County, that number is 712-243-1377, extension 2. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with updates from the Farm Service Agency. Tune in next week for more information from USDA.